Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, next Monday, December 7th, is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. So I thought today might be a good day to talk about something that actually started during World War II, and that is that funny little figure called Kilroy. Kilroy was here. Do you know about Kilroy? Well, he is engraved in stone in the National War Memorial in Washington, D.C., back in a small alcove where very few people have seen it. For the World War II generation, this will bring back memories. For younger folks, it's a bit of trivia that's a part of our American history. So anyone born in 1913 to about 1950 is probably familiar with Kilroy. No one knew why he was so well known, but everybody seemed to get into it. But there is a background story to that. In 1946, the American Transit Association, through its radio program Speak to America, sponsored a nationwide contest to find the real Kilroy, offering a prize of a real trolley car to the person who could prove himself to be the genuine article. Almost 40 men stepped forward to make that claim, but only James Kilroy from Halifax, Massachusetts, had evidence of his identity. Kilroy was a 46-year-old shipyard worker during the war who worked as a checker at the Fore River Shipyard in Quincy. And his job was to go around and check on the number of rivets completed. Riveters on piecework and got paid by the rivet. He would count a block of rivets and put a check mark in his semi-waxed lumber chalk so the rivets wouldn't be counted twice. When Kilroy went off duty, oh, guess what? The riveters would erase the mark. Later on, an off-shift inspector would come through and count the rivets a second time. These people were not real honest, were they? But they got double pay because they got the rivets counted twice. So one day, Kilroy's boss called him into his office. The foreman was upset about all the wages being paid to riveters and asked him to investigate. It was then that Kilroy realized what had been going on. The tight spaces he had to crawl in to check the rivets didn't lend themselves to lugging around a paint can and brush, so Kilroy stuck with the waxy chalk. He continued to put his check mark on each job he inspected, but added, Kilroy was here, in king-sized letters next to the check, and eventually added the sketch of the chap with a long nose peering over the fence, and that became part of the Kilroy message. Once he did that, the riveters stopped trying to wipe away his marks. Ordinarily, the rivets and chalk marks would have been covered up with paint. With the war on, however, ships were leaving the Quincy Yard so fast that there wasn't time to paint them. As a result, Kilroy's inspection trademark was seen by thousands of servicemen who boarded the troop ships the yard produced. His message apparently rang a bell with servicemen because they picked it up and spread it all over Europe and South Pacific. Before war's end, Kilroy had been here, there, and everywhere on the long hauls to Berlin and Tokyo. To the troops outbound on those ships, however, he was a complete mystery. All they knew for sure was that someone named Kilroy had been there first. As a joke, U.S. servicemen began placing the graffiti wherever they landed, claiming it was already there when they arrived. So, Kilroy became the U.S. super GI who had always already been wherever GIs went. It became a challenge to place the logo in the most unlikely places imaginable. It is said to be atop Mount Everest, the Statue of Liberty, the underside of the Arc de Triomphe in Paris, and even scrawled in the dust on the moon. As the war went on, the legend grew, so underwater demolition teams routinely sneaked ashore on Japanese-held islands in the Pacific to map the terrain for coming invasions by the U.S. troops, and thus, presumably, were the first GIs there. On one occasion, however, they reported seeing enemy troops painting over the Kilroy logo, so somebody had already been there. So to have Kilroy say, you know, I am the real Kilroy. He proved his authenticity in 1946, and James Kilroy brought along officials from the shipyard and some of the riveters. He won the trolley car, which he gave to his 9 children as a Christmas gift, and set it up as a playhouse in the Kilroy Yard in Halifax, Massachusetts. Now, it goes on. Actually, the whole Kilroy was here, probably to some extent still goes on, but it shows up, as this story says, in the most unbelievable places. During the 40s, it was everywhere. The outrageousness of the graffiti was not so much what it said, but where it turned up. It was on the, in addition to, we mentioned, the Statue of Liberty and the Arc de Triomphe in Paris, Marco Polo Bridge in China, huts in Polynesia, and a girder on the George Washington Bridge in New York. And there were contests in the Air Force to beat Kilroy to isolated and uninhabited places around the globe. And the appearance wasn't always of GI origin, although it was largely tied to the military services. More than once, newspapers reported, this is hard to believe, reported on pregnant women wheeled into the delivery room with the hospital staff finding Kilroy was here, written across their stomachs. That takes a sense of humor. The most daring appearance occurred during the meeting of the Big Three Potsdam in Germany in July of 1945. Truman, Attlee, and Stalin had exclusive use of an opulent marble bathroom off limits to everyone else. On the second day of the summit, an excited Stalin emerged from the bathroom sputtering something in Russian to one of his aides, and a translator overheard Stalin demand, "Who is Kilroy?" So if this may or may not all be true, but it certainly makes a good story and is certainly based on facts. Now, I hope if you're hearing this that you know the little Kilroy signature. You know, it's amazing to me that some simple, very simple lines, you know, a straight line with a little nose over the line, the little hands, and just a simple little face, and that has just stuck. It doesn't take a refined artist to make something that makes a big impression. It was a very simple design. Well, if you want to know more about Kilroy was here, there are archives have been described as a national treasure, and it's moved to the Library of Congress every 6 months for future historians and writers. And those archives include hundreds of firsthand stories, thousands of images, book reviews, strange and surprising and amazing stories, and much more. So, of course, if you have a computer, you can go online and check out some of those stories and check out more background in all the places where Kilroy has already been. You know, I don't think there's ever been another little drawing that's been so many places as Kilroy. What an interesting story, an interesting start to something that's been around the world and perhaps even on the moon. Until next time, here's a thought. A leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way.